Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's you in the beginning of the year. You're all good. You want to go. You're pushing hard. But now it's the end of the year, and some of you are like, oh, it's getting cold. And then, oh, my favorite show is on. Oh, there's a party. Oh. And then you start to slack off, but not with me, not with your man, Sean T. What we're going to do is finish strong this year with my diabetes challenge. We're doing something so fun, what I think is different, and I want you to get in on it. So what we're going to do... You know what? You gotta sign up to find out, but I promise you it's gonna be worth doing. And it does involve you being up on midnight with me one day, East Coast time. So whatever you're doing, just get ready, because diabet.com/SeanT is gonna be on and popping. And while everyone else is starting their New Year's resolution, we are gonna go into the new year feeling stronger than ever before. So come with me. Join me now. diabet.com/SeanT starts November 29th, but I want you to join now, because in just a couple days, I'm going to start the motivation. Food, fun, fitness, and weight loss with a little bit of money. My name is Sean T. See you at dietbet.com/SeanT.
You have the power, and you can do it.
Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Welcome back.
Every single one of you out there has the power to motivate and take their dreams beyond anything you ever thought possible.
It's time for another episode of Trust and Believe with Sean T.
Come on, y'all.
Three, two, one. Now, your host, Sean T.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Sit back, relax, and enjoy this few minutes of sound and how sounds can influence your results. Welcome to Trust and Believe. It is Wednesday, and you are going to make it through the week with just a little more motivation. All right, guys, welcome to Trust and Believe this week. We are talking about how sounds can influence your results. And some people might be like, what are you talking about? But let's think about the internal sound. What you have to understand and what you have to realize is that whether you're silent or whether you're noisy or whether you're talking or whether you're breathing, there's always a sound happening in this world. Even if you feel like you are in a place where there's no noise, there is some sound happening around you. But what's most important about sound is, what is the sound, or what are the sounds that you are hearing inside your head? What are the sounds that you are hearing inside of your life? What are the sounds you are giving off to other people? And what are the sounds that can influence your results? And we're going to talk about three sounds today that you create, that you can create internally, externally, mentally, physically, emotionally, and obviously exercises physically, but and obviously digging deep wise, three sounds that can definitely influence your results. And we're going to start with one. And this one is a very interesting sound, because this first sound makes singers sound good. It definitely makes instruments sound really good. You hear it all the time. If you've ever gone to karaoke, like I do, you definitely know this sound, because it makes your voice sound a little bit better. And that sound is reverb. Okay, so the sound of reverb. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just turn on any song and just kind of listen to what you're hearing after the sound ends. So essentially, if you want the basic definition, then I'm going to give you my definition of reverb, is an effect whereby the sound produced by an amplifier or an amplified musical instrument is made to reverberate slightly. So really, in layman's terms, it is the persistence of a sound after the original sound has ended. I'll say that again. The persistence of a sound after the original sound has ended. Now, you're probably asking, how can this influence my results? You want to know why? Because this is where it gets serious. Because every single person, every single one of you out there, and I say this all the time, you probably just heard it at the top of this podcast, but every single one of you out there has the power to motivate and take their dreams beyond anything possible, and you do that with reverb. At the beginning of the year, people are like, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution, or I'm going to do this, or this is my goal. But guess what? They have no reverb behind it. They do not stay persistent. And if you're one of them and you're shaking your head, you do not stay persistent. Reverb, the persistence of sound after the original sound has ended. So how many times have you said, I'm going to do this? And it stops right there. You need reverb in your life. How many times have you actually done something, maybe twice, like in the beginning of the year when you do start your New Year's resolution and you say, I'm going to work out today, and you do it. And then you work out the next day. Then your reverb stops. Reverb, the persistence of sound after the original sound has ended. So when you come up with your goal, when you decide what goal you have to accomplish and what goal you want to do, you have to have reverb. So that means saying, I'm going to do it. And then the next day, staying persistent, I'm going to do it. And then the next day, staying persistent and saying, I'm going to keep on doing it. You have to have reverb. I can't even say the word, which is kind of funny, but you have to have reverb in your life, in every single thing that you do. You have to stay consistent. Okay? So when you say something, when you say it, actually believe it. That's why I have the shirt at Shaunti Apparel, where I tell you to wear your motivation, say it and believe it, because the only reason you will have reverb in your life is if whatever you say, you actually believe what you say. Don't sit around the dinner table or the lunch table or get on a phone call, or even if you have to speak in front of someone and just say something to be saying something. People do that all the time. They just want to talk to be talked. I mean, you heard it in the election. You heard it throughout this election. You know, one person talking one way, one person talking another way, and then they just want to get out what they want to say just to be saying something. And it ain't got... Let me calm down. I'm going to say it. Sometimes I'm guilty of it, so I always like to put myself in a, you know, a grounded situation. But I'm guilty of it, just saying shit to be saying shit. Like, what is your point in saying something if you ain't going to do it, or saying something just to be saying it? Like, don't have time for pointless conversation. I don't have time for pointless conversation in my life. You should not have time for pointless conversation in your life, especially if it's the conversation that's going to be the roadmap to your life for however long you decide to play this conversation in your head. When you play this conversation in your head, or when you first say, this is what I'm going to do, or when you first say, I'm going to make a commitment to my life, it needs to have reverb. It needs to have commitment. You know, in about 10 days or so, maybe more than 10 days, I was in Africa, so my days are a little off, but on November 29th, I'm starting my Diet Bet Challenge. And one of the things that's really frustrating sometimes with diet bet is in the very beginning, people are like in it. They love the motivation. And then the pot goes to a little bit of people. The winning pot goes to a little bit of people, because Some people, they start something and they completely slack off. And that's because they have no reverb. Or they just didn't set the sound for the sound that they want to hear and the commitment that they want to have. So I say to you, don't join a diet bet if you're going to give up. I want you to win. I want you to have reverb. I want you to see results. And in this particular diet bet, I have a very fun, special way I'm going to tell people how we're going to do this. It is going to be awesome. Just know that I hope you're going to be up in the middle of the night with me. That's my first little hint. But that's what some of you are doing, quarter force right now. Some of you have done insanity. You made it to 6 weeks in this whole thing because you start to turn down a reverb. You have to go. Like, you have to not give up. You have to push forward. You have to have reverb in your life. The second sound we're going to talk about, this is the most important sound. I talked about it a little bit. The sound of silence. Because once you have the reverb, once you have the song playing, right? The song might play, the song might play, but you might come to a time where you feel like you want to give up. You might come to a time where you say, this is just too much. You might come to a time where you start to make every excuse in the book not to complete what you started. And when you start to get to that place, even during the reverb, even during the place where you're feeling consistent, but the consistency starts to slide down the scale of negativity and in a place where you kind of feel like you want to give up, you need to have silence. Sometimes you have to turn off the surrounding sound so you can hear what's really going on. So if you're in that place right now, if you are not motivated, if you don't want to do nothing, I'm going to say this: be quiet. Peace, be still. Stop talking about I can't do it. Stop talking about I'm not motivated. How about you just sit in silence? Sit in silence and let you talk to you. Sit in silence and let what you want to happen become very clear so you can really hear. That's why I love the book, The Untethered Soul. I talked about it before. When you're driving down the street, you might be paying attention to the light, but what's going on in the back of your head? When you're watching a movie, you might be into it. You might be into this horror flick, but you are still worried about what's happening on the outside. So there's always something happening, even when there's reverb, even when there's consistency. But what is happening when you are silent? Silence is the best place to be when you start to become unmotivated, because silence builds a better vocabulary, and it starts to rebuild your foundation, because you are not just talking to be talking. You're talking because you have something to say. But what you want to say, you have to believe, and what you want to believe has to have reverb so that you can stay consistent. The other thing that happens when you are silent is the best, one of the best sounds in the world, and that is loudness. Because the other thing that happens when you become silent and you start to hear what you have to say is that things become very loud and very clear. You know, sometimes when you're mad, you ever been in an argument with someone and you think you're right, but you know in the middle of the argument that you're not really right, but you're just letting the tornado of negativity just continue to happen. And then eventually you become silent because you leave that argument, and then you start feeling really bad. The guiltiness becomes really, really, really loud. And then you feel like, wait, maybe I need to go apologize. Well, that's what you need to do to yourself if you start to feel in that slump. You need to be quiet so what you want can become really, really loud, and then you need to apologize to yourself. Because when you're silent and things become loud, then things become real. And when things become real, you can't run away from realness. Because if you do, trust and believe, people, it will chase you. Noise, that the sound of loud will chase you down. So even if you want to give up, guess what happens? When you want to give up, let me tell you why loud is so important. Because when you start to give up and when you start to not want to do anything anymore, what happens is you start to gain the weight. And then it's like a little bit of weight and you might be like, oh, I need to do something. But then you don't stay committed. You have no reverb at all. And then the weight packs on more, and then the weight packs on a little more, and then the weight packs on a little more. And then a year later, you're 30, 40 pounds heavier, or a year and a half, depending on your body type. And guess what? That silence became really, 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 really loud, because you can't run away from the loudness, because it's going to keep chasing you until you find silence so that you know what you want. And when you know what you want, you can go back to the reverb. For some reason, side note, I can't say reverb three times fast. But did you hear what I said? When things become loud, you can't run away from the noise. So then you have to try to find silence so that you can find consistency. And that consistency is reverb. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this on this lovely Wednesday, or whatever day you're listening to this podcast. In order to get to the end, you have to have a combination of reverb, silence, and loudness. They all work together. But you have to tune your own instrument, which is your body, which is your mind. What are you saying in that moment when you press play? When you press play originally, you have to have the silence to know where you want to go. And then things will get loud because your heart rate is going to be beating as loud as possible. And then when you start, you can perform at a high level because you have reverb, because you have the foundation of consistency. So let's stay the course. Let's keep moving. Never give up. I'll say it again and again and again and again and again. Never give up. So if you're going to join any group, if you're doing a workout plan, if you're doing CrossFit, if you're just going to the gym to do kickboxing, if you join my diet bet, which I hope you do, this one is going to be about mostly about reverb, the sound, the persistence of sound after the sound has ended. Once you say something, see, I ended on something, but my mind kept going about something. But once you say, I'm going to do this, 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 let the word this be the reverb in your mind so you can always know what this is. I'll talk to you guys on Sunday, where we talk about how you should trust and believe and shine any.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, I'm Julie Voris, and I want to see you in Indiana on February 25th, 2017. I'm bringing Shaun T back to Indianapolis because it's more than just a workout. It's more than just motivation. It's an experience, and you need to be in the room. Go to julievoris.com for tickets. Join us on February 25th at the JW Marriott downtown Indianapolis for an experience that could just change your life. Be in the room, feel the energy, and open your heart to the possibility. It's more than just exercise, it's life. And on February 25th, it's an experience, and you need to be there. See you in Indiana on February 25th.
You are listening to
Trust and Believe with Sean T.
I want to give a huge shout out to Todd Midget. You can find him at NC Fit Club on Instagram and Facebook. Another huge shout out to Alex Coloreo. You can find her at Alex Zero REO on Instagram. They're both great. They help me with the podcast, and they help us always trust and believe in who we are to get the message out that you have to know that you can do it.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3, check. For more support, visit me at facebook.com/SeanTFitness. Same on Instagram and Twitter. Or visit me at SeanTFitness.com for more support and more motivation.